episode 441 of Good Luck High Five. Did I make you jump?
No, I don't know. I was just... Something about it, man. Something about it. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you're sitting at home jamming some arena or you're so excited to head out and roll some D20s All for right. Adventures in the Forgotten Realms.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And on today's show, yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about Adventures in the Forgotten Realms because the set is almost fully previewed at this point.
Woo.
And it comes out on Arena on Thursday.
Wow.
And the pre-release with Loading Ready Run is on Wednesday.
So many things happen. That's tomorrow. Wow.
What is life?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
A flat circle.
I feel like... Wasn't expecting an answer there, but
I don't know.
All right, I'll take it. But I mean, it's just like everything's just coming at you at a million miles an hour here with this set.
Yes, absolutely. It's incredible. We're here to talk all about it.
Yep.
Plus, we're going to wrap up Strixhaven story time.
Ooh, great.
So that we can jump into Adventures in the Forgotten Realms, having some closure, some resolution. I'm sure that you're all very curious what Will, a.k.a. What's his name?
Lord of the Rings boy
is up to.
I can tell you what I'm up to, Rowan. I just want second breakfast. Strixhaven served me second breakfast.
We'll also have some Mad Libs, some Strixhaven Mad Libs, because we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, Strixhaven Mad Libs. I love the Mad Libs flavor text theater segment.
It's where I take some flavor text, take out some words, make Maria fill them in, and then we'll have some brand new flavor text.
Billy Boyd.
That's the name I was thinking, there it and is. I like second guessed myself immediately.
Because you probably thought it's like a nickname, like, hey, it's, Billy Boy.
Like, Billy Boy doesn't, I was like, that's a name I made up. It sounds like a fictional, real. No. Like, who's named Billy Boyd?
That guy.
Yeah, you're right. Someone famous and also the voice actor for Will.
That we broke the news on this show.
That's true, we broke the news. Several years after. But lots of people like us didn't know, so we were still breaking the news.
So it still counts.
That's the way it works.
Well, before we start our episode and talk about all this cool stuff coming up, big thank you to everybody who supports us on patreon.com/glhfmagic.
That's right. Thank you so much, especially to everyone who became Yay! A patron in the past week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Quijibo, Derek, Townie, and Mitchell.
Yay, thank you
all so much.
We now issue the challenge to all Derricks to become patrons.
Derricks,
you're on notice.
If your name is Derek and you're not yet a patron, why don't you become a patron in the next week and we'll give you a special Derek shout out.
I really want to see how many Derricks we can get.
How many Derricks
do you think? Do you think we can get five Derricks?
I don't think we can get five Derricks.
All right, every Derrick, come and show Megan that we can get five Derricks.
I don't believe that there are five Derricks.
I mean, there literally might not be. But
there's not five Derricks in the world.
Okay, we got Derricks. You're all on.
Yeah.
Get on patreon.com/glhfmagic. Become a member. You can do it for a buck, and you can show Megan that there's more Derricks out there than
more
she thinks.
Derricks. I don't believe it. There's no more Derricks out there.
But yeah, we've got a tournament coming up next month that you can play in if you're a patron.
It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, we've got cool formats. We've got a sweet Discord. Mm-hmm. We've got stickers. We've got all sorts of rewards. Thank you so much for everybody who's a patron, because your donation makes sure the show happens. Without you, it just like couldn't. So thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you as well to our sponsor, Card Kingdom, cardkingdom.com/GLHF, a perfect place to go and pre-order your box of Adventures in the Forgotten Realms.
I'm not going to lie. This set looks super sweet. I normally, you know, only care, I don't know how much about core sets. It's an amount, but it's not the most of
it's
like
not
any
the biggest
set.
Amount.
But this flavor is just like hitting it out of the park for me, and I'm just like, it seems so cool.
I think it was a super smart choice to do it in place of the core set.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So grab a box that you can sit down with your friends and venture into those dungeons.
Yeah. Use our affiliate link, cardkingdom.com/GLHF. If you want to get anything over there, say good luck, high five, and you'll get a free sticker or token in your order. Just because Card Kingdom is tops.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, everybody who's a listener out there, before we start our next topic, if you know about something that exists that's a silent fan that we could use to put in our podcast office to get some airflow or AC in here that's quiet,
please let us know.
Let us know. Are you because an HVAC person?
We have ways to have a fan. We have ways to cool the room, but none of them can be on while we're recording, and that's the real problem.
So please help us if you please know the answer to these things.
We're sweating.
Also, if you're a plumber and you live in Minnesota and want to put a sink in for us, just email us, glhfmagic@gmail.com. Okay, that's all. Anyway, Adventures in the Forgotten Realms, now almost fully complete as of our recording here on Monday.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you think of this set so far, Megan?
It looks really fun.
I agree.
It's super cool.
It's so cool. I mean, all these cards are funny. They're just like lighthearted.
Yes.
I just love it. And like, I'm not like a D&D player and I even love this stuff. You know, I just think it's so cool.
It's great. I can't wait to get my hands on it and play it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the level up enchantments.
Yes. These are new.
Yes. So they're class enchantments, by which we mean that you can be paladin class, druid class, etc., etc. They're just cool.
We talked about these on the episode prior. Was it last episode when we were talking about Mark Rosewater's kind of like teasers for the set, and he said there's a new type of enchantment.
Yes.
And this is what he was talking about.
Yeah. And you know, it's okay, let's just read one. Let's just read one because they are quite cool.
Which class do you choose, Megan?
I don't know. Let's take a look at Bard class.
Oh, Bards. Love Bards.
Red, green for an enchantment class. Gain the next level as a sorcery to add its ability.
Okay.
Legendary creatures you control enter the battlefield with an additional +1/+1 counter on them. Level 2 for a red and a green. Legendary spells you cast cost red, green less to cast. This effect reduces only the amount of colored mana you pay.
So wait, you pay that and then you get that?
Yeah, so you cast this spell for red, green, right?
Yeah,
and you
right
get the base level.
Okay.
Then, as a sorcery, you can pay red, green, and it's on level 2 now, and you get both of the effects.
So it was kind of free, as long as you're casting a legendary spell. Because, you know, you paid red, green again to advance to level 2, right?
Yes.
Right? And then you're like, legendary spells get
red, green less. Yeah, that's true. But if you have more than one to cast, now...
Oh, okay. So, question. How long does that ability lasts forever, though?
Forever. It's an enchantment that says legendary spells you cast cost red, green, less to cast.
I was thinking of it like a saga, so no, it was like going to go away.
It's like an enchantment that lives on the battlefield.
Wow.
Yeah. Three red, green for level 3. Whenever you cast a legendary spell, exile the top 2 cards of your library. You may play them this turn.
So this is so cool. It's like, yeah. Do you remember the level up creatures?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
It's like if you took the level up creatures and married them to sagas.
Yeah. Oh, I would go to that wedding.
It would be a really nice wedding.
Such a nice wedding.
Really lovely wedding.
Lots of good stories from that wedding.
Yeah. So I think these are just so, so cool. I love that, like we said, like it's taking two things that have been in Magic, but merging them in a new way. And it's just so cool. I think that they keep doing really cool stuff.
Do you want to look at Wizard class? Just because this one might be relevant to your interests.
Ooh.
I just peeked at it, and
yeah,
the first mode is you have no maximum hand size.
Great. I love it. Wizard class, single blue.
So cheap, too.
Yes. You have no maximum hand size. 2 and a blue. When this class becomes level 2, draw 2 cards.
Yes.
Pretty great. And 4 and a blue. Whenever you draw a card, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature you control.
I love this card.
Great.
This card's A plus.
Great. And I love that we have yet another way to work with the like vertical art.
Yes, absolutely. Because I love that art. Yes,
the vertical arts I think are so cool. They always look so good.
Yeah, and they can go on beautiful banners that Ultra Pro makes that we hang in our studio.
Here's a rare one. Ranger class, 1 and a green. When it enters the battlefield, create a 2/2 green wolf creature token.
Great. So it's already paid for itself.
So you already got a 2/2 for 2. A plus.
Done.
1 and a green. Whenever you attack, put a +1/+1 counter on target attacking creature.
Great. Yes.
And 3 and a green, you may look at the top card of your library anytime. You may cast creature spells from the top of your library.
Wow.
Great. Some of the effects.
Yeah.
I love that this one gets around, like, it's not just an enchantment and you're like, I'm not affecting the battlefield.
Correct.
Guess what? You get a wolf.
Yeah. So that's the number one drag on enchantments is, oh, they didn't do anything. You played it and you just kind of waited
around. And like other stuff, some stuff happened, but it wasn't relevant to combat or relevant to life totals.
Yeah. But this is great.
This one's like, here's a wolf. Here, make this wolf big.
And also get more cards in your hand later on.
Yep.
In your hand. I'm putting in quotes. Top of your library is top now your hand. Library.
Yeah.
If it's a creature.
Wow. This one is very cool.
This is also a rare.
Yes, this is a rare. And people have been talking about this as like, this could be quite good.
Oh my gosh. It's a white card, Megan. And you just said it could be good.
I know.
I'm freaking out.
So do you know what? I could be
freaking out. I'm freaking out. Okay. Paladin class.
Ooh, single calm white down, mana. Maria. Calm down.
Hold on. I'm reliving. I'm having like visions of when I played mono white and standard. The visions are coming back.
Wow.
And I had a pump effect on my battlefield. And it was my first event I day two'd. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Spells your opponents cast cost during your turn cost one more to cast.
Yes.
Put so in a nice put little in the deck. Tax effect.
Great.
Already.
Which we are seeing in white being its deal.
Yes, absolutely.
They're like, what's white's deal? Okay, taxing. Okay,
taxing people. Oh,
wow.
All right. Two to white creatures you control get +1/+1.
Yes.
Your anthem effect. There you go.
Here it is.
So like you could play this on one.
Yep.
Right. You play some creature on turn two.
Yep.
And then on turn three, you get your anthem.
I love it.
Or you spend like turns two and three making creatures. And then later on, anthem this up. Anthem it up.
And you can just pay the one and then play the two and a white immediately to level to it.
Yeah, that's true. You could pay this later. Play it and level it up later.
Yeah.
Four and a white, whenever you attack until end of turn, target attacking creature gets +1/+1 for each other attacking creature and gains double strike.
I love it.
Great.
Really good. Strong card, just generally, like in limited, but I'm like, yeah.
White in white?
I know, in white, right?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about this in Constructed. Can it be a thing? Like, I love little white decks, and the anthem effect on here is great. I will generally, the anthem is like two and a white.
Yeah.
That's the cost. But you're paying an extra white kind of as the down payment to be able to activate that, plus getting the tax ability, and then at the end of the game, being able to close it out with four and white.
Pretty Which, great.
By the way, white has trouble doing, right? Yeah. Closing the game
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
So here we go.
Okay, you play this on one, you raise the alarm on two.
Yep.
And then
great.
Anthem on three, you have some creatures.
Can I play raise the alarm in standard?
I don't know. I'm not the person who makes these.
I'm making a historic deck. It's fine. Yeah, these are really cool.
Yes. Just, you know, great stuff. Yeah. What else has caught your eye, Maria?
Well, let's talk about the other big kind of new mechanic thing. We've already talked about dungeons on a previous episode.
Yes.
So let's talk about rolling a die.
Yeah. People feel different ways about this.
Absolutely.
Which is fair. People get to play different ways. Also very relevant. And people get to feel different ways.
That's true. So let's bring up a card that asks you to roll a d20. Because there's a bunch of cards in the set which actually ask you to do that. Which I predicted. Thank you, Hat Tip. but it just makes sense. Because we're, you know, having some D&D flavor here.
Yes. So here's Treasure Chest, which is 3 mana. 4, Sacrifice Treasure Chest, roll a d20.
Okay.
1, Trapped, you lose 3 life.
Critical fail.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I love that.
I love it.
2 through 9, create 5 treasure tokens.
Holy cow.
Great.
Makes sense.
10 through 19, you gain 3 life and draw 3 cards.
Wow. You have like half a chance of that happening.
Yeah, you do. 20, search your library for a card. If it's an artifact card, you may put it onto the battlefield. Otherwise, put that card into your hand, then shuffle.
I don't want a 20 on this card.
You want a 10 through 19?
I want 19. A 10 through 19.
It's pretty incredible.
Okay, like, so this is a rare. You're paying 3 mana, and then you pay 4 to activate it.
Yes.
Which is like a little expensive.
And you have to sacrifice it, so.
But if you hit, you hit.
Yeah, if you hit, you hit.
You get 3 cards.
If you hit, you hit, we hit.
That is the hit song.
Yes.
Although you do have a half chance of getting something not great. 3 treasure. If I pay
5 treasure.
Oh, 5 treasure. 3 I mana mean, plus 4 mana and I get 5 treasure. I don't really care about that.
Yeah, that's like a little bit of a bummer. You could cast 10 mana worth of spells on your next turn.
Okay. So maybe it's fine.
Yeah, if like you played this on 3, activate on 4. And then on turn 5, you have access to 10 mana. You cast an Ulamog. There you go.
All right. If I'm casting Ulamog, I'm all here for
I'm
this treasure chest.
Maria.
I mean, the flavor of this is like, I just can't. I know I've said flavor like 1,000 times on this episode already, but I cannot get over how much I love when a card does exactly what you think it should do.
Yes. And in this case, you're opening that treasure chest and you're like, is it good?
Yeah, I mean, because it could be bad. You trapped. You get locked inside the chest. It's shut on you.
Yes.
Lose 3 life.
It shuts on. It eats you. The treasure chest gobble you.
I was in a haunted house once where they locked me in a chest.
Wow.
It was intense.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Here in Minneapolis, we have some intense haunted houses. One that's pretty famous that happens every year, curated by artists. And so different artists will do every room. It's really, really cool.
Who knows when it's going to come back, though, because famously involves a lot of touching.
Yeah, there's lots of touching at this one. You have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
And they touch you. They'll breathe in your face, get their blood on you.
No.
You'll leave with like covered in goo. Yeah, it's the real deal.
Like up until like considering the past year and a half, breathe in my face is the worst thing you could
have said. Yeah, it was. That happened to me once. Like, I got it pinned against a wall and breathed it on for like 5 minutes.
No.
And I was like, huh. I get it, buddy. I get what's happening, but, please stop. Just don't.
Drew and I were talking about how it's kind of funny, but like, we both have the, you can't go in a haunted house because of the actually non-existent but minuscule chance that it's a real mass murderer taking the opportunity of a haunted house to kill people.
I gotta say, that would be a good story. That's a good story.
Yeah. And it would, you know.
But they only get the one time. They get the one night because they get the one night. It can never happen again. That's all
that you need to, you only have to die the once, Maria.
Well, I'm saying people, they're going to catch him. Like probably after the first person is actually dead.
consider it's like, it's dark in there. They can hide the body somewhere. Like you could kill in a haunted house, a mass murderer could kill like
three people.
10.
No way.
I think it's an easy 10. If you want to weigh in how many people you think like a murderer could kill inside of a haunted, kill inside of a haunted house in one night.
It's not a lot.
Please let us know by tweeting at GLHFMagic or by leaving a comment on this YouTube video.
Who are going to be in the house, you'd be like, hey, bro, what are you doing?
I don't know, Maria.
All right.
Well, what if they just pretend like it's their deal? What if they hide people? Oh, what if it's their deal to lock someone in a closet and then they stab them and shove them in the closet?
Door? I still think you'd only get a couple.
All right. Well, you don't want to risk being one of the couple that gets got.
I mean, I love haunted houses, full disclosure. I was at one where I was being chased with a chainsaw through a forest.
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't have a blade on it, but it still sounds like a chainsaw when you're getting chased by that thing. It was the most terrified I've been in a haunted house. And I was like, yes, the whole way. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my God. All right.
What were we talking about? Rolling a D20.
This one, loathsome troll. Here's another example. 3 green, green. 3 and a green, roll a D20. Activate only if loathsome troll is in your graveyard.
Oh, this is 6-2.
Spicy. I like it. 1 through 9, put loathsome troll on top of your library.
Okay, great.
10 through 19, return loathsome troll to your hand.
Okay.
20, return loathsome troll to the battlefield tapped.
I love it.
Great.
That's a perfect example.
It's so good. Like, no matter what, in this case, no matter what, you're getting something good.
You get something back.
Yeah.
6-2, trades with everything or smashes you in the face.
Exactly. You got to block.
Yeah, you can't let that thing through too many times.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know this, but you start the game at 20 life.
Welcome to Good Luck High Five. You start the game at 20 life.
We're here to let you know how to play Magic.
So anyways, I really like the places where this is a repeatable effect, right? It kind of feels like some of the things in the past that you would have paid mana and tapped.
Yeah.
Like a great example, Arcane Investigator, 1 and a blue, 5 and a blue, roll a d20. It's a 2-1 creature, right?
Okay.
1 through 9, draw a card.
Great.
Happens all the time. 10 through 20, look at the top 3 cards of your library, put one of them into your hand and the rest on the bottom of your library in any order.
Yeah, I like it. That's a great point. Normally, this would be a 2-1 with an activated ability of 5 and a blue.
Yeah,
draw a card. Period.
But what about, what if we add a little bit of flavor, a little bit of D&D flavor to it? And, maybe you'll do that, but maybe you'll do something better.
I really like that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Same.
Yeah, I have, no criticisms about this set so far. we'll see how it drafts, because that's always going to be our benchmark.
That's the question.
But I love everything that they put into it, especially like you mentioned on top of a core set, which normally we just kind of be like, oh, it's a core set.
Yeah, exactly. There's cards.
There's cards that happen.
Stuff happens. But instead, we get a really cool set.
Wow.
Ward is back.
Yes, ward. There's a ward discard a card in this set. Mm-hmm. Which
there's
is kind
ward
of cool.
3 on this Rhyme Shield Frost Giant.
Welcome back, ward.
Yeah. Ooh, here's another. Here's a spicy one.
All right.
5 blue blue wizard spellbook artifact. Tap, exile target instant or sorcery card from a graveyard. Roll a d20. Activate only as a sorcery. 1 through 9, copy that card. You may cast the copy.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah. 10 through 19, copy that card. You may cast the copy by paying 1 rather than paying its mana cost.
Okay.
20, copy each card exiled with Wizard's Spellbook. You may cast any number of the copies without paying their mana cost.
Wow.
Pretty sick.
You know what's going to be so fun at the pre-release? People rolling 20s.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, people are going to be so excited.
It's going to be great.
You'll get to have, like, the fun of someone being 20! Like,
yeah, that's going to be awesome. I love that idea.
Like, this one, Power of Persuasion. Sorry, these ones, they're just so cool.
I just love them.
It's so cool to look at, like, classic card with it's a bounce effect, really. You know, kind of.
Yeah.
2 and a blue, sorcery, choose target creature an opponent controls, then roll a d20. Great. 1 through 9, return it to its owner's hand.
Classic.
Exactly.
That's
right?
What we're paying for.
Classic bounce effect.
Yep.
10 through 19, its owner puts it on the top or bottom of their library.
All right. In this case, we have lessened the cost by 2 mana.
Yeah.
Generally, that costs 5
yeah.
to do. So.
20, gain control of it until the end of your next turn.
Wow. Okay.
Of your next turn, so you get it this turn.
And
they don't have it on their turn, and you have it on your next turn. So you'll have it once without summoning sickness.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
That's great. That's an awesome card.
Yeah.
I mean, you get half the chance, better than half, of having a better effect for 3 mana than you normally get.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of, right, it like mitigates it a little bit. It's a sorcery instead of an instant.
Sure, 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 sure.
We've seen plenty of bounce spells at 1 and a blue.
That's true.
So it's like a little bit more expensive for the 1 through 9.
I was thinking of, you know, Totally Lost. That was the card I was thinking
yes.
of. But that was an instant, probably.
Yes, 5 and
okay.
a 4 and a blue for an instant.
Okay.
Put it on top of their library.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Wow. Megan, do you want to tell us another one of your flavor texts?
Yes, because it was one of my favorite ones.
So we got to still play the game, where I guess.
Yes. But this one I told you because
yeah, you
I feel like it's
one.
Pretty obvious.
It's really good.
Lurking Roper. This is 2 and a green for a 4/5 horror. And its flavor text is it's the one on Skyfall is in Spanish, so I'm going to try to remember it as best I can.
Okay.
But it's like, you see stalactites grow from the ceiling while stalagmites grow. Because they got eaten by a roper.
You can see it in the art. The roper is like,
yes.
Snoopy arms.
He's a stalagmite.
Oh,
that eat him.
He's so spooky.
Yeah.
I love his giant maw and 1 eye and 1,000 arms.
Yeah. Anyways, that was one of the very first ones I ever wrote.
Wow.
And I really loved it.
Good job. This is
Thank
a great
you.
Flavor text.
Yeah.
Watch I love
out
it.
For those stalagmites.
They're going to get you.
They're going to get you.
So we'll give you an update on everything that happens with this set as it comes out on Arena this
yes,
friggin' week.
This week.
And we'll be able to talk about our first drafts, first times playing this. Mm-hmm. I'm so stoked.
What does it look like? What's it like to play with this rolling a d20 on Arena?
Can't wait.
Very excited. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maria, which class are you?
I am going to be... What class should I be?
I don't know.
What class would I be? Part of me wants to be Bard because it's just so funny because you just get to sing dumb songs and, I don't know, just hang out in the tavern.
Yeah.
But also when I play Magic, I really like to attack people
yeah.
and deal damage. So maybe I should be something like a warrior.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like fighter?
Fighter or barbarian or something that can
yeah.
just do massive amounts of damage.
Yeah. Or Paladin. You're excited about that card.
I do like that card. What class are you going to be?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Maybe like Sorcerer, I feel like, obviously
yeah.
high up there. Blue-red. Wizard, very high up there. Rogue. Look, if it has blue in it, basically I'm considering it. What can I say? Okay, Maria.
Yes.
Are you ready for the wrap-up of Strixhaven story time?
I want to know what's going on with Liliana, with Luca, with those two crazy kids, Billy Boyd.
Yes. Those two crazy kids, Billy and Boyd.
Yep, Billy and Boyd.
Because Billy Boyd is not one real person's name.
No.
Okay, so the last time we left off, Will and Rowan were kind of fighting because they were very different people. And Liliana was like, get your act together because there are people coming to attack the school.
The Orique.
And then we see Luca with the Orique. And the mage, he's controlling all these mage hunters.
What are you doing, Luca?
Oh, I know. And then they go to attack the school. Okay, we open on the next chapter. The attack on the school is straight up happening.
Wow.
All of the kids are being evacuated.
We don't see this reflected in the cards at all.
I think there's like Defend the Campus is one of them. Oh, yeah,
you're right.
I can't remember the others off the top of my head, but there's like Mage Hunter's Onslaught. Mm. That's a big one.
That does happen. Never mind.
Yes.
I retract my statement.
And I'll get to another one in a second that's a very big piece.
Okay.
And so Will and Rowan are like still fighting. So like Rowan's been hanging out with her Witherbloom friends and they're trying to fight off an attack. And then she's like, wait a second. Like, what's happening here? Why are they attacking us? What's going on? Where should I go? And she's like, oh, I should find Will. And then she's like, where would Will be? And she's like, the stinking library.
Of course, Will.
Of course he would be. But Will was actually like at the dorms and then he's, you know, like running around trying to find his sister also. Okay, eventually they find each other. They're very happy to be reunited. They stop fight.
Okay.
And then Liliana is like, all right, then they start running towards the Biblioplex because they're like, what's going, like, we've got a bad feeling about this. And then Liliana finds him is like, yeah, this is obviously a distraction. They're trying to keep all of us on campus fighting this fight while they do something nefarious in the Biblioplex. So they like go through this tunnel, the secret tunnel that goes into the Biblioplex. And of course, yes, Extus, the leader of the Orique, is in there.
Classic.
And he's just wrecking havoc. And then he gets to the Snarl, which is the big tangle of magic that's at the center of the Biblioplex.
Right.
And he's like, this is it. I'm going to use this to do whatever it is that I've been secretly trying to do. And he starts, and he's obviously mad because it seems like he was passed over for a university position at some point.
You know,
as far as I can tell, that's what happened. Like, he was just...
You've seen it before at your college. The professors, they're so upset that they didn't get tenure, that they come back and destroy the whole place.
That they come back with an army of mage hunters. And destroy the school. It's because he's like in the hall, like he's in the hall of oracles and he's like, you all didn't think that I was good enough to be one of you.
Oh my God.
And now I'm going to destroy this place. And so he uses the Snarl to summon the Blood Avatar, which is the backside of his card.
Oh, okay.
And summon the Blood Avatar.
Got it.
So he starts summoning this Blood Avatar and like everything's falling apart and there's all of these Orique agents and he has crazy amounts of magic and Liliana and the two kids run up and they're like, stop this, essentially.
Liliana and two kids versus a Blood Avatar. Let's go.
Also, some bad stuff has happened. Like, Extus definitely, like, killed a kid in the library. We saw that happen.
Jeez.
It was dark. It was grim. And then Liliana tries to, like, get him with some magic, but he uses a forced teleportation spell and teleports her very far, like, very far away. It turns out to, like, the edge of the continent.
Wow.
She gets teleported way far away, so it's just Will and Rowan. And they're like, oh no, what are we going to do?
Oh no, what are we going to do, Rowan?
And they try, like, she tries to hit him with lightning and he tries to hit him with ice.
With books.
But they, like, they collide and it doesn't work out. And then, Will gets knocked out and Rowan thinks that he's dead. And so she goes nuts about it. She's so mad. And so she's like, oh, the Blood Avatar is getting its power from the Snarl. So she starts like channeling the power of the Snarl.
I knew
even
it.
Even though she's just a normal kid. And Extus is like, what? Some first year shouldn't be able to do this. And Will is like, do you know what? I shouldn't be so hard on my sister. She was like, she's a person who's like made for battle.
Ooh.
You know, like this is where she shines. And so she's like drawing power away and using it to fight the Blood Avatar. But eventually it's true. She's only a first year and it kind of overcomes her and she passes out.
Okay.
But then Will is like, hey, we can try and control the monster. Like there's like a spell that I can do if we have enough power to try and like get control of the monster from Extus. And Rowan's like, okay, so Will does the spell and she helps channel some of her power to him because they have that spooky magic because they twins.
Twin magic. Twinning.
And so they tear the Blood Avatar's power away from Extus.
You're gonna say his head off.
No, I wish. That would be very cool. Tears power away, no, and, like, he crushes Extus. He just, like, the blood avatar, kill Extus.
Ooh.
I know.
Killed by your own blood avatar. Sounds kill, like me every month, you know what I mean? Ladies. Oh,
sorry. No, it was a very good joke. That was very, very good. Okay. And so then the blood, since no one is any longer summoning the blood avatar, he starts to get sucked back into the snarl. But as he's getting sucked away, he swings his sword one more time and it cuts Will's leg off.
No, Will! Yes. Pirate leg boy!
Will is now going to be pirate leg boy. And the whole Hall of Oracles is like crumbling because the blood avatar smashed it up good. But luckily, two of the deans see them and like, you know, pull them from the rubble. Yeah. And they're both in real bad shape. Rowan, because she channeled way too much power.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, in a lot of pain over it. And then Will, because he just had the bottom half of his leg chop off.
Oh, yeah. That seems pretty bad.
Exactly. And then, you know, but they stopped, you know, the whole thing. From happening. They stopped the blood avatar from destroying the school, which is what's important.
I hope they got A's for that semester.
I really hope so too. I don't think we have to see the end of the semester, but I bet that they did.
Semester's end?
Yes. You're right.
There's a card that exists.
Luca is like out.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yes. I forget what happens with Luca exactly.
Is he leading the rest of the mages on the diversion?
Oh, okay. He was leading the mage hunters, yeah. Yes. And it turns out that you're like, how are all of these just like students and a couple of deans going to defeat all these mage hunters? But it turns out that the five big dragons wake up because people are attacking the campus and they're like, not on our campus. And so the dragons are flying around burning all the mage hunters.
Good job.
And killing them. And so they burn like a big swath of them. And Luca, because of his like mental link with them, feels the pain. And so he drops the link for a second so that it doesn't hurt him. And then all of the mage hunters, since they're not linked specifically to someone telling them what to do, start attacking the Orik who are nearby. And Luca's just like, do you know what? I've done my work here. Peace out.
I've done enough damage.
Exactly. He's basically just like, you know what? Hurt the students, hurt the Orik also. Mila, let's get out of here.
We're going to Burger King.
Exactly. And later on, Kasmina like has her owls watching everywhere. And she's like, Luca's not even worth following.
Wow. That is the biggest insult, Luca.
Exactly. You're not even going to have Kasmina's special owl following you around.
I was like, Luca, what the heck? Like, what are you even doing? Like, get over yourself, Luca.
Yeah.
And like, she's not even, she's just like, just she's get just out like, here.
I don't even care what you're doing. Anyways. And so the mage hunters are defeated. The semester continues, like school goes back and happens again.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Will has like a, you know, a leg made
check
of,
out my wooden leg, Rowan.
It's made of metal and he keeps like frozen ice around it. Because he's an ice mage.
Just
because
if you ever want a cool drink, imagine just dip your leg in it.
Exactly.
And it makes it cold.
Great.
Refreshing.
Great. You know, and he and Rowan have like made up and they're not fighting as much anymore. And Rowan's like, we should just leave. Like, come on. We've fought the blood avatar.
Like,
we banished the blood avatar. Why are we still in school? Great point, Rowan.
I get
but
it.
But Will is like, hey, we fought the blood avatar. I used a spell that I learned here. So it's worth staying and learning that stuff. And Rowan's like, okay, you nerd. And also, we want to learn more about our magic. And then the last scene is Liliana, who finally walked her butt back to campus from the end of the continent.
Impressive.
And all of the deans are like, we're really sorry that we ignored you when you said something bad was going to happen.
Yeah,
like,
that's
on us. Will you stay and teach? And Liliana's like, yes, except now she uses her real name. She's Professor Liliana, and she's teaching like necromancy magic.
Wow. Happy ending.
It is a happy ending for Liliana.
Not all of our planes really get a happy ending.
No. And I don't remember if I told you this, but Liliana went to Strixhaven back in the day.
Yeah.
That was like a part of it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it kind of seems like maybe her brother did too, but I can't entirely tell.
Alumni.
Yes. And now she's a professor under her real name. She's not Professor Onyx anymore. Professor Liliana.
Well, once we go back to Strixhaven and visit the Shadow School.
Visit the Shadow School.
As we've prophesied. Extus is dead, but maybe he's going to have some way to come back.
Yeah, maybe so.
To get his revenge.
Spooky.
Ooh, well, what a great story.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty excellent. And we got to know a lot more about Will and Rowan.
Yes, they fight, but they make up.
What a dynamic duo.
Twin magic.
Twinning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good stuff.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Even though, I did like Professor Onyx. It was a cool name.
It was a cool name. It was a cool alias. But I'm happy for Liliana. At the end of it, she's like looking in the mirror and she's like, do you know what? I don't have these packs with these demons anymore.
I thought you meant like packs of magic cards.
I don't have these packs.
I don't have these packs anymore. I cracked them.
But I'm just like waiting to crack over here.
Oh, I just cracked them.
She's like, oh, look, I just get to be here and teach as myself. So that's like pretty cool. All right, Maria, are you ready for Mad Libs?
Yeah, Flavor Text Theater Mad Libs is back after such a long hiatus.
I know.
I'm so excited to do these. Megan has made Mad Libs. If you've never played, you won't understand until we do it. If you have played, you get it.
Also, if you've never played Mad Libs, you're missing out. You should get great. In on it. Very fun stuff.
We like to play Mad Libs a little unconventionally.
Yes.
Here at Good Luck High Five Studios. So when they ask me for a noun, I'm not going to say cat. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Although you always can say cat.
You can.
Cat.
Now I feel like I should say cat.
And if you're listening to this through your cat's mouth, now it's your cat saying cat.
Extra weird. Do you ever think about the time when your cat will speak to you and how you'll accept that?
I would be very fine with it.
I'm just like so ready to be so, because it would be so creepy.
Yeah.
Way creepier than I think a lot of animals, a cat talking.
I don't, like, as long as it's my cat.
I guess. I'm like what would they even say?
If a stranger cat walked up to me and was like, hey, I'd be like, I don't know you. Like, don't cat call me, stranger cat.
I get it.
But if my cat was like, hey, I just want to tell you directly that I would like to go outside.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's what Molly would say.
That's what Molly would say. She'd just be like, I'm tired of messing around with the whole meowing thing. Just and sometimes you don't listen. So like, look at me right now. Let me out the door, please.
Yep.
And I'd be like, fair enough. This is much easier.
And then you're going to be like, you're going to kill it and rip another rabbit's head off?
And she'd be like, if I can catch one, but you put the stupid bell on me. So it's gotten a lot more difficult. I'd be like, it's because I don't want you to murder rabbits. And she's like, well, we have a difference of opinion. Things are very civil in our household.
Yeah, it's a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's relevant here because you've brought up, I can see, Leon and Lightscribe.
That's true. It is the first one that we're doing. Okay. I need an adjective.
Ooh. Burly. Burly.
All right. I need a noun.
Oh, now I just really want to say cat. But I said I wouldn't say cat. I'm going to say cat.
All right. I'm going to make it cats.
Okay, cats, plural.
Okay, and another noun.
Whole milk. I just made a tres leches cake, so I'm thinking about all the milks in the world.
Oh, I love tres leches.
Well, you'll have to give me your verdict on it.
Yes, and I'll send you a little YouTube video of my favorite. So my favorite like baker is Christina Tosi, who is the founder of Milk Bar.
Oh, sure.
And she made like a YouTube series kind of over the pandemic of like having people teach her their signature dishes.
Oh, that's cute.
And one of the YouTube videos is a woman teaching her like her signature tres leches cake recipe.
Wow, I would love to see it.
And it's really cute. And the rest, it's really good.
Okay, great. Tres leches is wild because it's
so good.
It's a little fickle because if you do something even slightly wrong, then the cake won't absorb.
Yeah.
And the milk will just sit there on top and be like.
But it's so good.
It requires folding. What? Have you ever folded something into something?
Fold in,
Schitt's
Creek.
Fold
in the cheese.
Oops. Now I got to bleep that out, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's the name of a show.
It's the name of a show.
Okay. Okay, anyways, here we go. Leonin Lightscribe, the original flavor text reads, all who hears his inspiring words are filled with hope and pride. Now it's, all who hear his burly words are filled with cats and whole milk.
I would love to be filled with cats and whole milk. Final forming. Have you heard about Maria? What happened to her? Oh my gosh.
What happened?
She got filled with cats and whole milk.
Oh, that's so nice for her.
Yes, she must be having a great time.
She must be really happy.
Are you having the thing as you age becoming intolerant to lactose?
It definitely messes with my stomach more than it used to.
So sad.
But also I went to we have a new eatery, not eatery even, it's just like a walk-up place that you can get food, called Herbie B's Fried Chicken, which is by Herbivorous Butcher, which is a vegan butcher shop. And so it's all vegan fried chicken joint, and it is so good.
Question, are you like, this tastes like fried chicken, or are you like, this tastes like something else but also good?
No, it tastes like fried chicken.
What the heck?
Like, I took it in my car, like I picked it up and then met my friend, and in my car, I was just like, this smells so good. The macaroni and cheese is vegan macaroni and cheese, and it is some of the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Wow. All right, check it out if you're in town.
Like, it's just good it's not good vegan macaroni and cheese.
It's just good mac and
cheese. It is good macaroni and cheese.
Every day we get closer to having...
It's so good. The fried chicken is so good. Like, the breading is crispy and perfect. The inside, you'll be like, this tastes alarmingly like fried chicken.
Wow.
It's spooky, but so good.
Okay.
You get a vegan biscuit with like honey butter.
Yum. I love biscuits.
And it's so good. It's so good. And the honey butter on it. Oh.
All right. Now I want to try it.
Anyways, I will at some point stop talking about this place, but it was incredible. Okay.
Good Luck Hot Five's restaurant list. We should make it a thing.
Yes. All right. I need a noun.
A noun. A disturbed nun.
All right. An adjective.
Extra crispy.
And a verb ending in ing.
slurping. Now I'm on the food train.
All right. Well.
What have we wrought?
This one is disturbing. Professor of symbology.
Okay.
A language isn't dead until we stop learning from it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
A disturbed nun isn't extra crispy until we stop slurping from it.
That is truly horrifying.
Well, you made it. So...
Oh my God, what is happening in that story? I don't want to know. Yikes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. I need a noun.
Your noun is stepmother.
All right. And another noun.
a sassy fish. This is just what's happened. This is just what my brain is spitting out.
Mercurial transformation. Ooh. For sun's sake, I just want a crab. For sassy fish's sake, I just want a stepmother.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. That's for
sassy
simple,
fish's sake.
It's a simple wish.
I just want a stepmother.
Great.
Get it together, Dad.
So just like think about these when you're writing flavor text for your next set.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some good stuff in here, especially around disturbed nuns.
All right. I need a person.
Ooh. a person. Let's see. Bob Ross. A hero to many.
Yeah. I need a noun.
A noun is a strange bicycle. You know, you've ever seen one of the strange bicycle.
Yeah, I need another noun.
Chicken burger.
I need an adjective.
Your adjective is incredibly gross.
Okay, then we're good.
All right.
All right, Mage Hunter.
Okay.
One of the Orik's most powerful tools is the Mage Hunter, a vile monstrosity created to seek out and snuff out the arcane.
Ooh.
One of Bob Ross's most powerful tools is the Strange Bicycle Hunter. An incredibly gross monstrosity created to seek out and snuff out the chicken burger.
I could sneak out and snuff out a chicken burger right about now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I'm feeling ready to snuff out a chicken burger.
All this talk about chicken, fried chicken. Come on.
Yeah. All right. I have one more.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. I mean, wizards, if you're listening to these, just write them down. Have them in the file.
Yep.
Just in case.
All right. I need a name.
A name. Mark Rosewater.
I need a noun.
Pitchfork.
I need another name.
Another name?
Yeah.
Oh. Good luck, high five. Does that count as an entity or does it have to be a person?
No, we can do that.
Okay.
I need a place.
Oh. A space forest.
And a job.
Let's see. Weeping Willow. That's an easy job, but I mean, it's not a pleasant one.
No, but someone's got to do it. All right, this is Tome Shredder.
Ooh.
Quintorius, would you care to explain why you didn't complete your homework? Augusta, Lorehold Dean. Mark Rosewater, would you care to explain why you didn't pitchfork your homework? Good luck, high five, Space Forest Weeping Willows.
Wow, that's a great title.
Yeah, that's a great job.
It makes sense. If you could be a Space Forest Weeping Willow.
You're on there.
You've made
it. You've made it.
Well, I can see that. I can see that whole plane now before my eyes.
Yeah.
Space Forest.
Space Forest.
That's another, there you go. That's another idea for next plane wizards.
Space Forest.
Since you don't want to do the Blind Eternities. Not salty about it at all.
Space Forest.
Well, we've come to the point in the show where we say thank you to Ultra Pro.
That's right. Thank you so much to Ultra Pro for being another great sponsor of this show. They've got so much cool stuff. And if you are so excited about some of these cool, great D&D artworks.
Oh, yeah.
They are the best place to go if you want to celebrate it.
Absolutely.
If you love stuff like artwork for like Critical Hit, stuff like that, yes. That you're like, this is great D&D representation in magic, and this is great art. I want to have it. Go to Ultra Pro.
Yeah, like if you're a D&D player and you want some of this art like on a playmat to just have when you're playing or whatever.
Exactly. You don't even have to play Magic. You can bring it to any game you're playing.
Yeah, I think that's super cool. So if your hobbies happen to cross over, Ultra Pro is a place to go to get anything for your magical life that you can use in your D&D life.
Yes.
P.S. They make D&D stuff too.
I was going to say, if you want some great heavy metal D20s.
Yeah.
They're so nice.
They're super cool.
They're like solid and like,
I was looking for a D20 plushie pillow that we have.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to it.
I gave it to someone.
Oh, well, there we go.
They have a giant D20 plushie pillow you could use to roll in your magic game instead.
They've got like a mimic dice bag.
Oh, great.
So much cool stuff. Well, everybody, that's this episode of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. Thank you so much again to everyone who's become a patron in the last week. Derek's, we're looking at you.
Derek's, come on.
Thank you so much to everyone who has ever been a patron of the show. It means so much to us that you keep us going.
Yeah, you can do it and sign up for becoming a patron over at patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Takes you one literal minute to do.
That's right.
And you support awesome stuff in your life. You'll feel like a better person for doing so. I know that because when I do it, that's how I feel. So,
and join the family. We will give you a shout out.
Yeah. Super sweet shout out. Thank you as well to Card Kingdom and Ultra Pro for being our additional sponsors on our show. Next week, I'm super excited to talk about our first initial impressions from Adventures in the Forgotten Realms.
It's going
to
be great.
I know. I'm so excited. Same. We'll see how it plays. Coming on Arena on Thursday.
Wow. Absolutely wild.
Just super wild. Check out Loading Ready Run's pre-release on Wednesday if you want some insight into how it might play out. Mm-hmm. And then hit up your LGS if you want to do a paper pre-release this weekend, which could be super fun.
Yeah.
Just so much cool stuff going on.
Awesome.